There is no good way to answer fools when they say something stupid.
This is the LifeSpring 1-Year Bible, coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004. I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. It's Poetry Thursday, and our reading today is Proverbs 26 and 27. The website is lifespringmedia.com, and I'll have contact information at the end of today's show. I forgot to give it to you yesterday. It'll be there today. Before we read, let's pray. Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, how we thank you for our time together today. As we read your word, I pray that you would bless us. Speak to our hearts. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Proverbs 26. Like snow in summer or rain in harvest, honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse does not come to rest. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the backs of fools. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you yourself will be just like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes. Sending a message by the hands of a fool is like cutting off one's feet or drinking poison. Like the useless legs of one who is lame is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. Like tying a stone in a sling is the giving of honor to a fool. Like a thorn bush in a drunkard's hand is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. Like an archer who wounds at random is one who hires a fool or any passerby. As a dog returns to his vomit, so fools repeat their folly. Do you see a person wise in their own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for them. A sluggard says, "There's a lion in the road, a fierce lion roaming the streets." As a door turns on its hinges, so a sluggard turns on his bed. A sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He is too lazy to bring it back to his mouth. A sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven people who answer discreetly. Like one who grabs a stray dog by the ears is someone who rushes into a quarrel not their own. Like a maniac shooting flaming arrows of death is one who deceives their neighbor and says, "I was only joking." Without wood, a fire goes out. Without a gossip, a quarrel dies down. As charcoal to embers and as wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome person for kindling strife. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inmost parts. Like a coating of silver dross on earthenware are fervent lips with an evil heart. Enemies disguise themselves with their lips, but in their hearts they harbor deceit. Though their speech is charming, do not believe them, for seven abominations fill their hearts. Their malice may be concealed by deception, but their wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. Whoever digs a pit will fall into it. If someone rolls a stone, it will roll back on them. A lying tongue hates those it hurts, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Proverbs chapter 27. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Let someone else praise you and not your own mouth, an outsider and not your own lips. Stone is heavy and sand a burden, but a fool's provocation is heavier than both. Anger is cruel and fury overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. One who is full loathes honey from the comb, but to the hungry even what is bitter tastes sweet. Like a bird that flees its nest is anyone who flees from home. Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of a friend springs from their heartfelt advice. Do not forsake your friend or a friend of your family, and do not go to your relative's house when disaster strikes you. Better a neighbor nearby than a relative far away. Be wise, my son, and bring joy to my heart. Then I can answer anyone who treats me with contempt. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty.
Take the garment of one who puts up security for a stranger. Hold it in pledge if it is done for an outsider. If anyone loudly blesses their neighbor early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse. A quarrelsome wife is like the dripping of a leaky roof in a rainstorm. Restraining her is like restraining the wind or grasping oil with the hand. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. The one who guards a fig tree will eat its fruit, and whoever protects their master will be honored. As water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. Death and destruction are never satisfied, and neither are human eyes. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but people are tested by their praise. Though you grind a fool in a mortar, grinding them like grain with a pestle, you will not remove their folly from them. Be sure you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds, for riches do not endure forever, and a crown is not secure for all generations. When the hay is removed and new growth appears, and the grass from the hills is gathered in, the lambs will provide you with clothing, and the goats with the price of a field. You will have plenty of goat's milk to feed your family and to nourish your female servants. I've got comments on both Proverbs 26 and 27 today. 26. I used to listen to political talk radio and watch political TV talk shows, but I got tired of the arguing back and forth. You see, I noticed that no matter how logical or well thought out an argument was on either side, seldom, if ever, was an opponent persuaded to listen objectively, and most of the time both sides ended up looking foolish. So when I read verses 4 and 5 in chapter 26 today, I was reminded how silly it is to argue with a fool. Here are the verses again. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you yourself will be just like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes. Well, I like the way the easy-to-read version renders these two verses. There is no good way to answer fools when they say something stupid. If you answer them, then you too will look like a fool. If you don't answer them, they'll think they're smart. So, what are we to do? I guess it partly depends on the situation, right? If possible, I think it's a good idea to avoid the fool altogether. But if that isn't possible, then don't engage them in conversation that brings out the foolish in them. There are people in my life whom I consider to be foolish. Come on, let's be honest here. Most of us have this type of person in our lives that we're forced to have contact with. My way of dealing with these people is to just be polite. We talk about the weather or other mundane things that don't really matter because I know that if we get into the deep water, nothing but trouble will ensue. And if they bring up a subject that I think will go the wrong way, I'll just smile politely and let them drone on until I can gracefully make an exit. I do the same thing online, by the way. I don't engage in debates there. Nobody ever has their mind changed by arguing online. It's a waste of time. As they say, don't feed the trolls. All right, on Proverbs 27. I like that Solomon spent some time giving counsel to his son about the importance of good friends. Like a rare jewel, truly good friends are hard to find. But when you do find them, they're much more valuable than even jewels, because more than bringing fellowship and good times, they can help you through difficult times. They can help make a better person out of you. And sometimes God can use them to speak His words into your life. I consider myself truly blessed because I have three such friends in my life. One of them has been a part of my life since I was about 10 years old, probably even 8 or 9. His name is Mark. The second I met when we were in junior high school. That's Dell, the husband of Kathy, whom we've prayed for many, many times on the show. And there's nobody alive today that I've known longer than these two. The third jewel of a friend of mine is a fellow podcaster. We met in 2005, and for a long time we were friends, but not particularly close. But over the last couple of years, we've had a standing date to talk via video at least two Saturdays a month. Sometimes we'll talk for an hour, sometimes we'll talk 3 or 4 or 5 hours. And we've really developed a deep, deep friendship. His name is Ron. I treasure all three of these guys, and I'd do anything for them. And I think they do the same for me. I consider myself a very blessed man to have each one of them in my life. So let's take a look at three of these verses that deal with friendship from chapter 27. Verse 6 says, "Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses." What that means is a true friend is one who's willing to risk hurting us if it means that we'll be better for the correction. An enemy's kisses are just lies. Remember, Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss. Verse 9 says, "Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of a friend springs from their heartfelt advice." This verse is sort of a partner to the last verse. When a friend offers kind words of advice from a heart of love, it's as pleasant as a good perfume. Then, dropping down to verse 17, that says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." This is sort of an opposite of the friendship coin. Verse 9 talked about the kind words of advice being as pleasant as a good perfume. But when iron sharpens iron, there's grinding on the wheel, heavy hammers striking the iron, and always sparks fly. The iron being prepared goes through a bit of stress, pounding, and abrasion. If the iron could feel, there would be pain involved. But the end product is better and more useful. When a friend sharpens a friend, it can be a difficult process for one or both of them. But in the end, both can be better off.
Do you have a friend like that? Tell me about them. At the end of today's show, I'll have the various ways you can contact me. And of course, you can always send a boostergram to tell me what you think. Tomorrow will be Prophecy Friday, and we'll read the entire book of Obadiah.
Now it's time for the Boostergram
Corner.
Boostergram Corner.
I don't know a thing about crypto.
That's all right. You don't need to know. I got a 500 sat boostergram from Fountain user number 2558, and they said, "Thank you." Well, thank you, 2558. You know, boostergrams have been a bit sparse lately. Maybe I'm just not saying anything worth boosting. Let me know if you agree or disagree with my comments on the boostergrams. But I got a really good boostergram from the lovely Lady Leanne. This past Tuesday, we read 2 Chronicles 6 through 10, which said, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." Well, Leanne sent a 500-sat boostergram, and she said, "Let's start our own LifeSpring 714 Club," as in 2 Chronicles 714. She said, "Pray for the country and the world. Set those alarms. Humble yourselves and pray. Seek God's favor." Well, I think that's a great idea. What is a 714 Club? Well, like she said, set an alarm on your device for 7:14 a.m. or p.m. or both, and when the alarm goes off, take some time to do as 2 Chronicles 7:14 says. Let's humble ourselves and seek His face. Ask Him to reveal to you the things in your life that He wants you to forsake, to turn from, to repent of, and pray for your nation wherever you are. I believe that God will honor that, beloved. At a minimum, God will begin to bring changes into your life as you faithfully make time to meet with Him in this kind of prayer. Will you do that? Join Leanne and I, and I'd love it if you would let me know that you're on board with this. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or send a boostergram. When you email me, put 714 Club in the subject line. And as you send your emails or boostergrams in, I'll read your name on the show and I'll create a 714 page at the website. Now, if you want to remain anonymous, that's okay. Just let me know. But let's see how many in the LifeSpring family are willing to do this. Join the 714 Club today. You know, a weekly donation can be a painless way to support the show, and I'm very thankful when you sign up for one. You can also sign up for a monthly or quarterly donation as well. I don't take any advertisers on the show, so it's up to you, the LifeSpring family, to support it. Whatever works best for you, you decide the amount and the frequency based on the value you receive from the show. Pray about it. Ask the Lord what He would have you do. Are you willing to help keep the show coming to you? When you support the show, I will thank you, and I believe that God will bless you as you do.
LifeSpringMedia.com/support.
Remember, Sunday will be the next time of prayer requests and praises on the show. So if you have something that you would like the LifeSpring family to pray with you or for you about, here's how to let me know. To To leave a voice message, call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1-951-732-8511. Or if you'd prefer to type your message for prayer requests and praises, go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com. And for comments or questions, go to comment.lifespringmedia.com. And you can even do it the old school way by sending an email to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Thanks to Sister Denise, Michael Hainer, Scott Snyder, Jason Pascal, today's show art artist, and Sister Brittany for their donations of time and talent. And thanks for the Boostergrams. I enjoyed our time together today. Remember the 714 Club. Let me know if you'll be joining. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Wapp. Bye.
Chapters, transcripts, images, links, stream micropayments to the podcast, and send Satoshis in real time over the Lightning Network using a compatible Podcasting 2.0 app. Just go to newpodcastapps.com. That's newpodcastapps.com. And for more info, go to podcastindex.org.